I want to share about prayer. I started on prayer, right? I want to continue on prayer. Understanding prayer. One of the most powerful things we have to look at first is open heaven. Open heaven. In most of the cases, people are talking about portals, right? They're talking about portals and all those things. And open heaven is a place in the realm of the spirit. It's unfortunate they are locked up. The most powerful or the greatest of them all is in Israel, above River Jordan. And it is not yet discovered by any man, because men can get naughty. Once they discover what's above Israel, all planets, including exoplanets, will be close by. I want us to understand this thing. Somehow God has hidden it, because it will introduce us to other civilizations, and it will introduce the human race. We are very much experimental and highly naughty. We are naughty. Once we understand what Israel has above the River Jordan, we will be close by serious civilization, and deception will start. How many of you heard of the Iban civilization? The Iban civilization. You don't know about the Iban civilization, but we are using their technologies. They didn't know about that. The Iban civilization is the one that introduced your... How do you farm? What do you call these things? Where you put in your greenhouses. Another one, what do they call it? They don't plant on soil. Yes, they are the ones who introduced hydroponics to us. Americans were naughty for a very long time. They exported 12 Americans to their place under John F. Kennedy. And in return, they brought in hydroponics and their way of farming. Now, the concept of portals or open heaven, somehow God is hiding it for people not to get naughty. All planets are close by, very close by, all of them. Like they are hanging around a tree as fruit, planets, exoplanet from far. And you have a very huge covering above all planets called heaven. It's not known where is it starting or where is it ending. That's where God dwells. Now, as a born-again child of God, you must be aware of this thing and the teachings of New Age movement. As time proceeds, the Bible says in the last days, knowledge shall increase. It will be very easy for... They're already doing it. There are already spacecraft made on our earth through the transfer of alien technology. That takes something like 90 minutes to the moon. CIA is already operating such. Now, let's come back to the church. Who are we? Who are we? Why did Christ die? You know, if there's anything that we must understand, why did Christ die at the cross? He died for our sin, finished and done? No. There are other sensitive aspects of his death and resurrection. One being creating a new human race. And that's why the Bible says what? We are born again. It's the latest in creation that Christ had to make. And for that to happen, Christ had to be deconstructed. And then he had to come back reconstructed in 3 days. Because there's a new species that God wanted to create as the latest and the last thing he'll ever create on earth. It's so unfortunate when the devil came into church, he never killed, steal, and destroy. What he did is he introduced what we call information warfare. He arrested the pulpit not to teach the whole truth. Because once you know the truth, the sky is your playing field. How many of you accepted Jesus? All of us. But how many have seen Jesus? You want to know why you can't see him? Because the Bible says he dwells in you. And he's not a visitor. Because he's in you. Now, we are going to look on the anatomy of a born-again child of God. What is it that is inside your body which is not known yet by the Bible? And that which connects you to heaven. Now, if angels can come here right now, they'll look at us. If an angel come for the first time to look at all of us, they will be so shocked. You know what will shock them? When they will look right in us, right inside our body structure, they'll see Jesus they've left in heaven. And yet those who have received Jesus don't even know that. Let's go back to the Word of God. I want us to open up our Bibles in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. And then I'll read it. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that, behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Right? Now, it was Elijah going to heaven, not to any other super planet. And they were talking along, and suddenly a chariot of fire appeared, drawn by horses of fire. It drove between them, separating them, and Elijah carried by a whirlwind into heaven. Now, where were they? Where the portal was. Where heaven was open. They were at River Jordan. And then what's above River Jordan? There's a big, huge opening that covers the entire Israel. That if scientists can discover it, it will be a game changer in all research about neighboring civilizations and planets and exoplanets, different suns and everything. Now, this is what they call open heaven. Now, as a prayer warrior, the concept of open heaven is the first thing that you must understand as a born-again child of God. That when you pray on a dimension called open heaven. Now, let's check on how heaven looks like between the two thrones. When you check the Word of God, you'll discover that there are two thrones, right? And then these two thrones, they are very close to each other. And not only close to each other, one throne is of the Father, and another throne is of the Son. The Bible says there was what? There's a river that goes to the, from the throne of the Father to the throne of the Son. And the water is as crystal as clear, right? And what connects the throne in heaven? Water. A river. And when Jesus entered the ministry, where did he went? To a river. What was he connecting to? His office. What is river? What is water? Two hydrogen, one oxygen. He was connecting with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Which river did he went to? Jordan. Where a wild wind took, and there was a chariot of fire and its horsemen. In most of the cases, many people are thinking a chariot, Elijah left by a chariot of fire and its horsemen. It's not true. Double check it. He went to heaven by a wild wind, because heaven is close by a portal. It's not far from Israel. Come on. Can I shock you? Did you know that the opening in Israel is expanding? You know what is it expanding for? If you're a prophet and you use seven eyes of the Spirit on fasting and prayer, you'll discover that the open heaven above River Jordan has expanded in preparation for rapture. Now, let's come back. I want you to understand this very well. Come on, don't look at me like that. Just say amen as if you know all these things, man. Now, I want us to understand this. It's expanding because the secret coming, not the second coming, the secret coming is close by. But before the secret coming, we got to understand how do we connect with Christ. So, when Christ started the ministry, what did he do? He went for water baptism. Was it a baptism because he's a child of God, or was he getting born again too? No. He was connecting with what? A river in heaven. There was a declaration. The Bible says, and heaven opened. Then God did what? God spoke. This is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Where was he speaking from that he was audible in the physical world? Open heaven. Now let's go back. We'll understand certain things before we pray. Now, when you pray, I want to ask you this one question. When do you pray? Where do you expect your prayer to be answered from? Is it heaven? It's heaven, right? We're all looking upon heaven to answer our prayers, right? Wrong. Jesus changed all that. Let me show you what Jesus brought. Jesus imported a relationship with God from heaven. And Jesus was not comfortable, is not comfortable when we call God, God in prayer. Say for instance, your father is a judge. Right? Sentencing people, he's busy with legal issues and legal matters at work. When he come home, you want to ask him bread. What do? You call him judge? You call him? That's the reason why. The disciples were always fascinated by Christ's prayer life. And they cornered him at some point and asked him, can you teach us how to pray? And what did Jesus say? Jesus nullified the mentioning of God. He said, when you pray, you must say, our. What was Jesus introducing? He was removing this title God to a closer relationship title. That is, he's Almighty God. But I don't like it when you call him Almighty God. Because I'm about to remove that title from you. He's going to be a father. And he'll relate with you from a father, daughter, father, son relations. Come on. And now, in most of the cases, once you say God, you are into the sphere or the realm of religions. How many religions do we have? How many nicknames does God have? Now, Jesus wasn't comfortable with us calling him God. Because once you say God, he comes with what? All the titles of Almighty. And you got to keep a distance from him. But he was saying, our Father. Because now Christ has introduced what? A relationship of a father and a son that is connected to his blood and DNA. Now, once you pray and mention God, the word God, he keeps a title of a God towards you. And that sabotages a relationship affair you have with him. Now, it starts with what? Daddy. Then God comes like he's a dad. And he is one. And he prefers to talk business with you. Now, one other thing that we must destroy is this thing. And that's what Christ came in to destroy. That all the answers of your prayer, your needs, your legs, your wants, your challenges, things you believe God for, are going to come from heaven. They're not going to come from heaven. They're going to come from your body. Greatest revivalist never taught the gospel right. More especially, the source of power. How does it work? I'll show you something. Let's go to the Word of God and understand where Christ is. It will give us an understanding of where to go. Colossians 1 verse 27. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, not in heaven. In you, the hope of glory. Where's Christ? After accepting him, your body is made out of what? Spirit, soul, and body. And again, it's called what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. And then where's Christ? In you. Why does the Bible say, before they pray, I, the Lord, will have known and will have answered. Where is the Lord that he knows my challenges before I can pray? He's in me. And where are you looking at? Heaven. And heaven is saying that you are confusing the system. You can't look for Christ in heaven while he resides in you. I mean, let's be fair. You are at home. Is a family of grandma, grandpa, you, your wife, and kids, right? You've been together just like that. Is there a way that any of the family member can go out and come back and say, I visited you? Huh? Won't we question his brains? That how do you visit us while you are part of us? That's why you won't get any visitation of Christ. Because how can he visit you while he dwells in you? Now, where are the answers to your prayer life? Inside of you.
Who's running the show? Christ in me. Say, Christ in me. The hope of glory. What are you looking at for your breakthrough? Heaven. What is heaven saying? No. Don't look at us. Don't look at us. The system is in your body.
I believe I'm teaching to prophets, evangelists, and great men and women of God who are going to walk in the power of the Spirit. I'm not teaching those who come after tasting serious beers. I'm teaching real people hot stuff here.
Now, as a child of God, did you know there are certain miracles that will be done by your hands?
And certain breakthroughs which will be done by the mentioning of the name of the Lord from your lips. But certain deep things will be done by Christ in you.
You know, if an angel can come to your house for the first time just to check on you, that angel will kneel down and worship God because you'll be a marvel and a mystery he doesn't understand. You know why? He has left Christ on his throne in heaven. He's found in Christ in your house, right inside your belly. Wherever Christ is on the throne, the Bible says there's a river. Right? And the Bible says, Christ himself said what? If you believe in me, rivers of living water will gush out and flow. Where? Inside your belly. Belly. Now, where are the answers of your prayers? Father, I'm still waiting on you. Still waiting on heaven. And heaven is saying, my child, I'm waiting on you too. But can't you see you are loaded? Now, there's confusion between you and God. Come on. Father, I'm waiting on you. Stop waiting on me. Oh, Jesus. And let me show you something. Until I love this one, that's this one verse that Paul mentions. I love this one. It's verse 28. It's Acts 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being. Right? But there's this one I love the most. Ephesians 3, verse 17. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love. And then, let's go to Corinthians again. No, I'll check this one. I want this one that little children, I want this one of little children. Let me check it for you. I want this one. My little children, over whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. You know why there are frustrations in your prayer life? Christ is not yet formed in you. Do you know why you feel like you're not in power? He's not yet formed in you. Where must he be formed? Where must he be formed? In your system. And once he's formed, he's going to be controlled by your willpower, your yes and no. He can be formed, but he's not going to prefer you running the show. If you run the show, he's going to take a deep sleep. Like he did at the Sea of Gadara. The Bible says there was a huge storm. What was Christ doing? Sleeping. Now, you are a born again child of God. Christ is formed in you. But what is he doing? Nothing. Why is he doing nothing? Just like that day when a huge storm started until his disciples says, where is he? Let's wake him up before I sink. And when they woke him up, what did he do? He did not pray. When storms are out there in your life, you don't pray. You don't fast. You are using authority and power and speak order. Now, in most of the cases, we confuse even prayer items. When we go through stuff, we say, Father God, I believe you out of this financial storm, out of all these things. God will say, no, wait a minute. Must I leave my programs to come and attend to your storm? While I said I gave you all authority and power. And Jesus Christ, I know, you will see me through. And Christ is saying, I can't see you through. I demonstrated on how to calm storms. Rise in authority and power. You can't even hear him. And then what are we left with? Broken people with unmet needs, thinking that God has forgotten them. Why? The system is not properly being taught to these people. That's why you're going to walk in power. You're going to walk in power. Look at Jesus. When he woke up, the storm never intimidated him. He rebuked the storm because there were demonic spirits behind. He spoke to the waves. He spoke to the wind. That's nature. And there was a great calm. There are certain things that needs you to stand in authority of the name of Christ and rebuke them. But Pastor, I've been rebuking them. Nothing has ever changed. Is Christ formed? Have you had your time that Christ must be formed in you? Which developmental stage is Christ at? Now, who are the greatest people? The greatest people who ever walked with God are not that prayerful. I know they will say, they are prayerful. They fasted a lot. They did. No, they are not all prayerful. They were not that prayerful. They knew who Christ was in them. And they could hardly share that. Those are the greatest people who ever walked with God. People who walked in miracles knew how to awaken Christ from his sleep. Now let's go back to understanding the spirit world. Demonic spirits will love to oppress you or possess you. The reason being they fear you knowing the revelation of Christ in you. The hope of glory. Now, where is Christ? He's in heaven. Where is he again? In you. Waiting for what? Action from you. What is the first point of departure? Surrender your willpower. He is the King of Kings. He's not going to be comfortable to interfere into your affairs while you run the show. The first thing is to surrender is what? Your willpower to him. Not my will, let thy will be done. And then, when Christ rises, from where? Not from heaven, from within you. He's going to first teach you his word. And then the word is going to start from the elementary level, the milk of the word, until it grows and mature to the meat of the word as he develops in you. What keeps you holy is not to be careful. Many people are not holy, they are just careful. Some are not holy, they are just mannered. Even sinners can do better than that. What makes you holy is the ultimate formation of Christ in you. Then now, once you move in prayer, who takes over? Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then what's going to happen? We're going to move into a dimension I shared about, open
heaven. Then there's a connection between you and heaven. Say, for instance, you believe God that in your business plan you want at least 5 million. What are you going to do as a born-again, traditional born-again child of God? You are going to the throne of God in heaven to ask for 5 million. Wrong. That's why you come back with nothing. Where's that 5 million? It must come out of you. What was Jesus Christ and financial bills? Jews went to him and said, you've been using the synagogue. And Romans are aware of that. You must pay taxes. SARS tax bill was opened for Christ, ladies and gentlemen. What did Christ do? Was he moved? He wasn't moved. He said, okay, Peter, hold on. Look, Peter, go to a river, by the river bank. You'll catch a fish. You'll find a coin inside it. Give it to them. Some years back, while I was busy in spiritual orphan deliverance, I wanted to know whose coin was it. Was it Caesar's coin or was it Christ's coin? And the Holy Spirit showed me that coin, that it was nobody. It was none of, it was the currency which is not of this world. I was in a place in the spirit world and they started to explain to me that it was not the coin of this world. And they said to me, when the world was about, we were still at Bolivia Lodge, when the world is about to end, they will introduce a currency called coin. You have Bitcoin, you've got all those things. Where did they sow it? Christ had one. Have you ever had Pilate protesting that Jesus must be killed? He knew who Christ was. They even knew that he's got his own money. Did he look heavenward? He looked at the river. How is he going to solve your finances? Once he's formed. I know you're matured people. We had a situation at Mangwin. They brought this boy. He's a boy. But the private part was not fully developed. It was not fully developed. And they believed God for a miracle. And I said, Lord Jesus, this one I cannot do it. But I know if I can awaken you, you'll do it. Now, they brought him to church. I dismissed the boy. I did not lay my hands upon him because he's not my business. He's Christ's business. And I told him, tonight when you sleep, Christ is going to visit you, operate you, and give you a fully fledged male private part. And I told the parents. And they were so discouraged that I prayed for other people. They fell down. They were running and they received their miracles. But I said, no. Be still. This one is Christ's business. At night, I woke up and said, Lord Jesus, now that you are formed in me, operate the little 12-year-old boy. And I went back to sleep. In the early hours of the morning, this boy discovered that he wet the whole bed. And it was a strange, it was not just urine, it was just like somebody poured water all over the bed. And he discovered nothing. They took him to the doctor just for checkup. The doctor said, look, you've brought a wrong boy. What do you mean we've brought in a wrong boy? No, this one has everything intact and well. Come and see. So this boy could not feel anything because he was not expecting anything. They discovered brand new testicles. It was not that he wet the bed. It was Christ performing the transplant. How did we get the miracle? I was not involved. Christ in me. who reached an ultimate stage of development, recused himself out of me to perform what he normally wants to do. They brought in a cancer patient, left with two weeks to live. Cancer of the brain, the gray matter was completely eroded. Just like that, sitting and standing. Lord Jesus, at Bolivia Lodge, I don't know how to handle this one, but I know you better. Tonight we'll have a caucus. I sat down with him and said, my Lord and my King, for your name's sake, rise from within me and heal that lady. 3 a.m. she started throwing, vomiting. She never slept for 3 days, vomiting. They thought she was dying. And she felt so relieved after 3 days. She was okay. And headaches, no more. And she challenged everyone that, I feel like, you know, a new person. They took her for scanning. They discovered that the doctor said, no, we've misdiagnosed maybe. But the scanner says this is an eroded gray matter. But this looks like a new brain system. I did not lay my hands on her. Christ in me. Now, what are you doing now? Coming to church. For what? For a sermon. How was it? Powerful. But what about Christ in you? Is it developed? Is it growing? And then, let's all pray. How are we going to pray? Heavenly Father, our God, we thank you for the breakthroughs in heaven. And Father will say, hey, I even wrote in my word that you are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, not in heaven. Heavenlies is outside heaven. Come on. How did Isaac got born? God did not want to spoil Abraham's faith or corrupt it by just picking up a little boy and say, this is your son. No. He wanted to stretch his faith. He said, old man, do you see this stars? Yes. Your children shall be numbered like stars. He gave him what? An assignment to say, you are Isaac, you are Jacob, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gath, Isaac, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin. Oh, this is confusing. Born again believers. There are too many to be counted. I can't count. Can't keep counting stars. Now, God realized he has passed his what? His assignment of taking the supernatural into the natural. What did God do? He went to him, broad daylight. Do you see? Grain of sand? What is God doing? Defocus your attention from heaven into the natural world. I see grain of sand. Yes, your children shall be as countless as grain of sand. Defocus your attention from heaven to earth. And he started counting sands. And then after counting sands, 3 men went to his house. Now, the miracle is locating the house number. And they went in. Sarah was the other side. Your daughter, next season this time, your daughter will be having a child. From where? From heaven down to the sand, then into the house number. Sarah laughed. Why is she laughing? I'm not laughing. She's lying. Family of liars. We hate you laughing. Let's leave her alone, this woman. Then what happened? Isaac was born. What about you? Where's Christ? You're coming to church. You're having a good fellowship. Where's Christ? Is he formed? If he's formed, Have you released him to do that which he wants to do? And then what is 100% expectation of your prayer to be answered? Where are you looking at? Heaven. And while the Bible points at your physical body, that is the temple with Holy Spirit inside, there's a throne inside your body where Christ dwells. How many wants to walk in power? All of us, right? Let me teach you. Defocus your attention on what we taught you the past years. We are going to teach you the same word in a very different way, because the pulpit is delivered to release you so that you walk in power. I read a lot of material of Watchman Nee, the spiritual man, written in the 60s. Watchman Nee could not be arrested by policemen because Holy Spirit will literally hide him at some point. There are 17 pastors who were having a meeting with an American pastor. This American pastor, he asked these guys, 17 pastors, how many roughly your membership is? They said, not less than 6 million. Being 17 pastors. And then he was shocked that they don't have Bibles, but they know every verse from Genesis up to Revelation from there. Because they learned to know the Bible by heart in presence. What makes China a superpower is not a dragon. It's a highly disciplined, highly oiled church. What about us? Let's come back to us. Where did we miss it? We missed the revelation of what Christ came to bring on earth. He came for a relationship. I still repeat, if an angel can come, look at you, he'll be shocked that Christ is seated inside of you with his throne, exactly the way he has left him in heaven. What is Christ doing in you? Just sitting, listening to you, hallucinating. In the name of I'm praying. Waiting for you. As you are waiting on heaven. While heaven is waiting for you. To unleash the lion of the tribe of Judah. Everything is going to change in your life, in my life, after the service. Now, how do we pray? Your spirit, your soul, and your body is connected to the temple of Moses. It had what? The outer court, the inner court, and the Holy of Holies. Why was it structured that way? Because the whole temple was not built of rocks. It was built of a tent. Human flesh will contain spirit, soul, body. Outer court, inner court, and Holy of Holies. What was happening inside the Holy of Holies? God dwelt in the Holy of Holies, and the glory and the power of the Most High was in the Holy of Holies, in as much as Christ chose to dwell within your spirit. You are one massive thing that God has ever created. Not even angels come close. You are something very powerful. Certain things the devil never wanted you to know. That's the reason why in the kingdom of darkness, Satan uses intimidation on humans because he fears even witches. He doesn't even know when will they be delivered. Because the day they will be delivered, he's in for a high jump. What's the next 5 years of your life? This is what is going to happen. God is going to be revealed in a very different way. using the very same old verse that were hidden from you. Christ is going to be formed in the next 5 years, and your prayer life will never be the same. Closing this, what was it all about, Christ dying and resurrecting? He was introducing a relationship, a fellowship of power. Power. Love. Breakthrough. Where is the church at? We are at a social gathering. Where's God? God is in us, taking a deep sleep. When are we going to awaken him? Today? Tonight? When is he going to visit us? When are you expecting the visitation of Christ? He's not coming to visit you. He's been dwelling inside you for long. Before they pray, I, the Lord, will have known. Why? Because he's operating prayer answer machine within your body, not in heaven. I'll protect you like an apple of my own eye. What kind of protection is that? That he protects you like an apple of his own eye while he's in heaven? Inside. What have we succeeded in doing? Suppressing him. And allowing him to take a deep sleep to a level of no longer feeling him and his power. That's where we are. We don't need power from heaven. We are loaded with power, but power is dormant, inactive, innate. Now, the other day, we were having a conversation with Christ. And Christ was saying, he preferred to talk to me while I'm sleeping. Because he knows I'll be scared. He doesn't love to scare his children. Like you see him and say, it's me, my son. It's not acting Leon Chuster movie. He's not going to play, are you shocked with you? This is me, my son. I wanted to talk to you. He's not spooky. He's not. Now he prefers to wait for me. And when I'm in a deep sleep, I will feel him. Not coming. I will feel him rising from within. Not coming from heaven, saying, Abraham, my son, I came to give you the word for my church. He's not like that. He's not a comedian. He's not funny. He's not from Hollywood. He's gonna come from within. And when he comes from within, I feel goosebumps, and I will know, and I will feel numb, and I'll enjoy my sleep. Then he's going to speak to me. You know what, Abby? You don't understand my word when it says, man shall not live by bread alone. Now, you're going to take a long fast. I've already prepared Heredias to give you medical advice on your physical body. That's what he said to me. And I'll go to Kheri. Kheri will tell me, let me look at your hand. Now you're running short of iron. I'm going to give you this injection. And then number two, because you're going for a long-term fast, you must do a stem cell. And I'll look at him like, what is a stem cell? Christ said he will take care of your body as you fast long. And he does not even know. Christ marched ahead because he was preparing me for some things. This is the 10 months of me not eating day and night. I did not lose energy. I don't lose composure. Why? And I still look like I'm full. Why that? Should you do this, you are history. They will read your obituary, I'm telling you. Now, why am I fasting very long? I want him to be formed. And for him to be formed, he must not merely read in the word, he must interpret his word to me. That's where we are. Who are you? The most powerful creature that ever existed. Now, let's finish it up because I want to delete this confusion of heaven. What about heaven now? Where's heaven? What about heaven? What's the role of heaven and you? Didn't the Bible said, for we are seated with Christ. Why? Where? Where is he seated? On the right hand side of the Father. Where are you? You want me to tell you who knows this testimony better? That when the Bible says being in this world, you are not of this world. You want to know who knows these people? This scripture? Witches. Because they've got their third eye ready. Right? They can see in the spirit. When they come to your house at night to do the enchantment, they may find your house not there. And it's a serious. You are not born again until you puzzle a witch. And they will look like, this is house number 1054. 1053 is not there. This is 1055. And they will all gather around to understand the mystery of a disappeared house. And they only see water, but they found you there. And you will have been translated to your original dwelling with Christ in heaven. It's not magic. You will have disappeared to where you are seated. In the morning, you know, they will even look for cracks. How did this house land it? Now this is the house. Here is this guy. Where have you been? How do we answer? You know, I have a problem with people who are xenophobic, but they are Christian, because in the last days, the xenophobia will be directed to true makwerekwere. And true makwerekwere are us. Rapture is going to be very easy. You're going to live very easy, seamlessly, because you are seated already. And then why does the Bible say you are seated with Christ in the heavenlies? That's the highest position above angels, that not even a single demon will challenge and prevail against you. The highest form of power, that sicknesses and disease, spirits of infirmity cannot conquer you. But why are we defeated by the devil? Christ is sleeping, dormant, innate. We are still waiting for him. Why is he waiting for us? For how many years was he sleeping in you? For how many years? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are going to shame your grave. Before you reach your grave, you will have been awakened. And you will do mighty exploits. The Bible doesn't say prayerful people will be mightily anointed. It says people who know their God will be strong and do mighty exploits. I feel you. I feel you in the spirit. Next time when I come, I will share. Remind me of this. Write it down so that you remind me. The differentiation of Christ the Lamb and Christ the Lion. And differentiating Holy Spirit the Dove and Holy Spirit the Eagle. There's a normal flow where Christ flows at the Lamb dimension. He's your Savior. But as a Lion, He's your King. And all those two dimensions are within your spirit man. Not in heaven. Inside your body. I want to give you an assignment. When you bath tomorrow morning, take your body personal and very serious. You don't have that normal body. Your body is loaded with heaven. But yet you're not aware. Yet you're not. We are finishing up. We're getting into... It's for the first time I said, we are finishing up. I mustn't say it three times. Because the gates of the temple are three. The outer court, the inner court, the Holy of Holies, right? Yeah. Now listen very carefully. Did you know that if you can drip and fall anyway, it's a serious incident in heaven? That's why Psalm 91 says, I will give my angels to take charge of you, that you don't drip. And why? Because though you are an earthen vessel, you contain a throne. How were we taught for ages in church? When you get sick, understand this one thing, that this sicknesses and disease and spirits of infirmity, sometimes they are allowed in your life. They are allowed to usher in an understanding that you are going to die. And when you die, you'll be in the street by and by. The devil was preaching to us for long. This man who started a faith mission in South Africa, John G. Lake, what was his, when he went back home to US, what was his town? Spokane. Yes. Did you know that people are not getting sick? His whole town. Nobody will get sick. And they lived longer. Very healthy. Because one man of God was there. Did you know it's going to happen with you? Don't say that, Pastor. Oh, please, man, Pastor. I'm not in that number. Exclude me, please. That's what the devil is telling you. You know, God is not a respecter of any person. You have to be called a prophet to walk in power. You have to be called a son. Then you are in power. Rapture. What's going to happen? The devil is going to take a special leave. Prior rapture. You know what the devil is going to do? He's going to tell demons that count each other. The crippled ones must be hospitalized as a matter of agency. Be evacuated from as they know the truth. And the devil will just... Let's watch and wait. Antichrist can't be released. He'll be released after rapture because just one prayer can kill him. Just like they wanted to kill Christ. We are the most powerful generation in history. What are we waiting for? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let me shock you. You know, I thought working in power is to pray for 6 hours, 7 hours a day. And I used to do that. You know, I used to raba rebe rebe joko talama san talabaza. Right, Father God, let's have a meeting tonight. This thing is not working. You know, I'm just like that. I went to God and said, Father God, aye. No. The man has taught me a wrong thing. I've been praying 8 hours non-stop. This thing is not working. What's wrong now? I'm losing weight. I'm fasting. Then I loved my good food. Though I was a slender, I loved my good food. Even when I fast, I break at night with breakfast, lunch, and supper combined. So that I have an energy for tomorrow. You know, I love good food. Irene knows that. You know, I will tell her, because I missed my breakfast, prepare all my rusks. After I eat everything, I must make it a point that I have my evening tea. Then I prayed 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. I said, hi, Father God. Daddy G. You know what God said to me that night? He said, son, I'm not on human effort. Don't look for me in human effort. You don't have to work hard to work with me. I worked hard in 3 days for you to have a relationship with me. Go back to my word. I will teach you. That's where we are. Then after that, while I was about to enter into an 8-hour prayer, non-stop, I said, then God, what must I do? God said to me, go sleep, I'll talk to you. Why don't you just take a walk with me? Just walk, and I'll talk to you. Walk. I wanted my mouth to go like, and I feel like I'm performing power. I asked, all the time while I was doing all those gymnastics, what were you doing, Lord? Were you not laughing at me? Was I not funny? Lord, I know you're not going to answer this, but it looks like I was the best, I was giving the best comedy show in the whole heaven. Every time when I was thinking, I was praying, angels will stop everything they are doing to watch me performing at my best. And God, Holy Spirit started laughing at inside of me. And I said, Holy Spirit, I know it's you laughing inside of me. Why am I not groaning and laughing? And Holy Spirit was confirming that every time I went for prayer, they will wait on the corner just to laugh at me. Until God intervened to show me where to go. I was the funniest thing to watch in heaven. And I saw them praying. What about you? I'm bad, I'm funny. You might be the boring. You might be very boring. You just say, Father God, I just don't know what to do. Thank you. We are about to pray. Right now. This is what is going to happen. Holy Spirit is going to awaken the sleeping lion inside of you. And the sleeping lion will be having a carcass inside your body. Angels will do what? When he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, when he finished, the Bible says, and angels were there to minister to him. Then what is going to happen? Angels will be called to surround you because there's a meeting. Where's the meeting? Inside your body.
Isn't it scary? Who's chairing the meeting?
Christ in you.
What is he calling meeting for? All angels in their department under the leadership of the Holy Spirit to do their work. He just, if we were to write a movie about you, the name or the title of the movie is The Lion Rising.
Stand up.
Please stand.
This is a moment where Christ will rise from within.
You are no longer going to focus on heaven. You are going to focus on what was imparted right inside of you when you said, Lord Jesus, I receive you as the Lord and Savior of my life. Is there anybody who is saying, I want Christ to be awakened? Come and stand right here.
Faithful God. Faithful God. He's going to do what he used to do. He's going to rise to teach you. The first thing he's going to do is going to make the wait to be enjoyable. That's the first thing he'll do. The second thing is he's going to delete emotions and feelings. You don't have to have emotions when he rises. But you must just know by faith, instinct, he's right there. And he's going to teach you who he is until he's established in you. Flowing in power will become natural. Close your eyes.
Lady Ferry,
lead us in prayer.
Please lead us in prayer in Afrikaans.